recognize where you popped out yesterday on that shortcut. You popped out right there at 85.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad shortcut yesterday. It was right there.
That road came out right there.
Zagged and then crossed some train tracks, a little sketchy, because you gotta cross the tracks and then make an immediate left. But that's the only sketchy part of it. And then otherwise, it was pretty good.
I wondered where some of those side streets, you know, went over to. I didn't realize they went over to that 129.
That shortcut.
I mean, when I first started working up here in Spartanburg, I didn't know anything about any of the roads, you know. And when it got backed up, I was hosed, but now it ain't too bad, other than they got over by work and still got a bridge out.
And if they had a bypass, it would just bypass both Greenville and Spartanburg and get you from, you know, south of Greenville to north of Spartanburg with no exits.
Nice. I know when we go to my sister-in-law's this weekend, they made a bypass around Ashboro and a couple of little towns. That really saves some time.
A bypass around Shelby to replace the old bypass, because the old bypass was not limited access, so it just got built up with Walmarts and shopping centers and everything like that. So the old bypass is just a crap show, so they're building a new bypass that is limited access, that there's going to be no development on, at least in the beginning. So they've got most of it open. They've got one more phase to do, and then once that's open, that hopefully will alleviate a lot of the traffic problems in Shelby.
I like it when they make the road where you, like, if there's a shopping complex, like a Walmart or something, that you got to go down to the light to, you know, get into the complex. You don't turn off of the road where everybody's stopping all the time.
It's only going to be, I think the parts they've got open now, there's only like five exits, and there's nothing directly on the road. It's, you know, two lanes, it's a four-lane divided highway. 65 miles an hour, and then they've got an exit every couple miles, but I'm excited for it to get finished. Replacing a lot of the intersections west of Shelby, and I think once they get it all, once they finish the bypass and replace the remaining direct intersections with interchanges, I think they'll be able to apply for interstate from Gastonia all the way over to Asheville. On US 74, and just make that a limited access interstate highway. That's probably a 20-year plan for that, but that'd be pretty cool.
So I've only went that way, I think, once, maybe twice, coming back from North Carolina.
It's pretty good for coming east from Asheville, but once you hit Shelby, you've got a little bit of pain there to get through town. Which is why I think they're doing the bypass and trying to make 74 more of a limited access highway. Kelly?
I wanted to say Monday, he was going to eat with his son because he had something he had to do on Friday.
I've been with him in a while to see how he's doing, but I'm guessing he's up and around a lot more now.
He's supposed to be up there in Shelby with a couple of other guys for the weekend.
To him. Second coffee before I left for the office this morning.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. A little bit tired this morning for some reason. I don't know why. Probably that 20,000 steps every day this week.
Like 2:45 this morning. And I'm not sure why, but I haven't slept well the last couple nights. And I think, you know, now that I'm getting back into exercise, I think something about the healing process for my back and combined with the exercise is making me itch really bad. Like, it's all like histamine, and I got hives and stuff like that. And it's really annoying because it makes it hard to sleep. I didn't take any Benadryl last night, but I'll probably have to if this keeps up.
Slacked off on taking my Zyrtec. But I'm going to have to start taking it every night. Regardless, I woke up this morning just sneezing like
it. Because if I don't exercise for a couple of days, it'll stop. And I don't think it's a food allergy, and I don't think it's dogs or anything. I think it's pretty correlated with when I go running. because I ran 2 days in a row yesterday and the day before, and then like last night, it was just all over my arms and legs and stuff, just really itchy. Yeah, the internet said that after you have a surgery, like with all the healing and everything, your body can be really sensitive to stuff like that and cause a histamine reaction. So probably what's going on, but you know, I'm 2 months out from my surgery, so hopefully it'll be over soon. You know, they said it's like a 3 to 6 months for 100% recovery. So you know, maybe not quite out of the woods, but you know, 80-90% there.
Working out for you, and it's you know, it's getting you back to your regular life.
I mean, I was, you know, I was understandably a little worried about what the recovery would be like, but man, I feel so much better now.
Like with Patrick, he had his knee replaced, and he's doing good. I know a guy at work, he went out for knee surgery, and he didn't come back for 7 months.
There's a lot of variability between individual cases. You know, if somebody has complications, it can really drag it out.
In the gym about 30 minutes every day and doing some exercises, trying to, you know, beef up the muscles around my knees so maybe they can last a while.
Get or lose it, you know, if you stop using it, you're definitely going to lose it. So, yeah, I'm hoping I can just keep active. I've got a lot of weight that I need to get off because I gained a lot of weight when I couldn't run or do any exercise. So now that I'm able to do that, I need to start, you know, getting that weight back off. And I think once I get back down to my normal weight, I'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to, you know, like I said, work out, try not to get heavy. I made it down to 175, so, you know, that's pretty good for me. And I haven't done any sports or anything, you know, in my life, and I didn't run. And the house got a lot of stairs. So I think just the using it and not abusing it is really helping me out.
Five is about where I need to be, maybe a little less. And, you know, maybe knock on wood, you know, I'll be able to start training for that marathon. All this started, and, you know, hopefully now that all the arthritis is dug out and everything, I'll be able to get back and do that.
And I need to have them look at my shoulder, because I don't have a lot of movement in my shoulders, man, but maybe once I get on that full-blown Medicare, I'll do it.
Medicare when you go on Social Security, or is it a fixed age?
Starts at 65, and if you're already retired, they'll take it out of the payment out of your Social Security. But if you're not retired, then you got to make the payment.
You still have to pay for Medicare, even though it's supposed to be paid for already with a lifetime of your payroll deductions.
Man, I know I've been looking into it, so I'm going to drop my work insurance here at the end of the year when it runs out and pick up the Medicare, so it's going to cost me the regular basic Medicare's $185 a month, and then I picked up a supplement to pay for everything that Medicare won't pay for, and that's another $133, but the total out-of-pocket per year is only like $254.
Saving as much as we can in our HSA, you know, because, you know, that's a good source to pay for that stuff in retirement because it's completely tax-free. So, you know, I think we can put in like $9,000 a year almost. And so we're doing that, and, you know, we're planning to retire in another, you know, 10 or 12 years. So I figure about, you know, after 12 years of that, we'll have enough money saved up that we can, you know, retire, because she's going to have private health insurance for 15 years when we retire, because, you know, I'll be 62 and she'll be 50. So I'll have to pay for health insurance for 3 years and she'll have to pay for it for 15 years. So we need to save up a whole bunch of money for that.
I know when we were looking into it, and they don't really tell you, they got I picked up the Medicare Plan G, and you're only really eligible for it between 65 and 66. If you get it then, you don't have to, you automatically get it. If you don't apply for it then you got to have a doctor's physical to say that you don't have anything wrong with you after that.
You got to jump through, but anyway, I'm going to let you run, Ken. I'm losing the repeater here down here in the 40s, so I hope you have a great day, and I'll probably catch you next, well, I'm off next week, so a week after next. Hope you have a good trip this weekend, and we'll chat with you later. W2JKT, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, 7-3, Eric, good time, and I'm only about a mile out anyway. You guys have an awesome weekend and a good week next week, and we'll catch you back later. KN4TFW 73.
Got Labor Day weekend, and I'll catch you later. KF4 and XY.
Motorcycle ride, David. KN4TFW.
Okay, have a great weekend, David. 73 WTJKT.
In a couple of hours, I'll be getting me some wind therapy. KF4 and XY.